Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Josh Nason, and it is a Friday, fun Friday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. We actually have a lot to talk about. Sometimes on Friday, there's not a lot of news, and so we can do a lot of fun and frivolity, but in fact, there is a lot that is happening tonight. Not the least of which is SmackDown with the CM Punk Kevin Owens world title match. The title is on the line. It's taking place tonight. And we got a lot to talk about. So we're going to kick off with that. We have also got Collision coming up this weekend. It is, we're heading towards All In, which is next weekend. Very, very busy weekend next weekend. There's the WWE shows going head-to-head with All In. There's just too much stuff that day, but that's what's happening. We have also got notes on Bronson Reed, the John Cena Classic, Saturday night's main event, Triple Mania, Santos Escobar, TNA Lockdown, which is coming up this weekend. Lance Storm is joining us, so we can talk about that. The TNA Fight Forever video game, Ring of Honor coming up tonight with some changes to the card. And WWE in Saudi Arabia. We're going to try and get into all of it here today. But if you want to text us, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. We can take your questions if we got time. Whatever is on your mind with myself and Lance Storm. So we're going to head to a break. We'll come back and kick off everything, get into all of the news, preview the weekend, and plenty more. So stick around, everybody. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset, All In Lid, isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple: to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today, and we got a lot to talk about. Are you guys aware that my new book is available right now on Kindle? Pro Wrestling for Dummies is available right now on Kindle. I was alerted yesterday by actually somebody who was reading it. Someone who purchased it knew before I did. But anyway, I was told that today is one of those, like a Kindle points day or something like that, double points or something. If anybody knows exactly what it is, explain it to me because I don't know. But if you've got that gimmick, you can grab the Kindle version today. It's already number 5 on Amazon in wrestling books. Let's get it to number 1 if possible. And let me know what you think. The reviews have been positive. Thank God. Worked my freaking buttocks off on that book, as did Gene Selassie, who was on the show a couple of days ago, my co-author. So head up there and check it out. You can find the link, as if you can't find it on Amazon. If you need help, you can go up there on my X/Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, and there's the link right there. Let's see if we can get it to number 1 on a Friday.
And I put up links to the Canadian version of Amazon, amazon.ca, on my Threads account if you can't find it.
Thank you, Lance. A fine co-author on that book, you and Phil.
Well, I'd put me a lot further down.
All right. We got to talk about a lot of stuff today. A lot of stuff. So it's kind of almost hard to believe. And there's actually a story on our front page about the Google searches for tonight's SmackDown. And they're like down from normal, which is very weird, because tonight is the World Championship match. It is CM Punk versus Kevin Owens in Toronto for the undisputed WWE title. I thought the last 2 weeks of interview segments have been, quite frankly, incredible for a lot of reasons. And the match is tonight. And there does not seem to be a great deal of interest in it. And I think I know why. The fact of the matter is, nobody thinks this title's changing hands. I think everybody figures that Sami Zayn is going to get involved, or they're going to do something to build to a Saturday night's main event or a Money in the Bank or whatever. This is what I can tell everybody. Please listen carefully so this is not misconstrued, okay? As of right now, Kevin Owens is the betting favorite. And he is at minus 190, and Punk is at plus 140. Now, usually, you know, these betting odds, you know, they can be whatever, but often on the day of the show, you know, for a number of reasons, the betting odds are accurate. And obviously, Kevin Owens as the minus 190 favorite does not mean that he is going to leave as the champion. It only means that he will get his hand raised. And so obviously, if Sami Zayn runs in and attacks CM Punk, Kevin Owens would be ruled the winner. He would be the winner of the match.
Other way around.
If he attacks, if he attacks Kevin Owens, yes. Whatever. Point is, there could be a DQ finish, and he and Kevin Owens can win. But what they're going to do, I don't know. My gut certainly does not tell me there's going to be a title change. I could tell you that much. But as of a few days ago, I can tell you this. As of a few days ago, I think a lot of people are presuming, well, you know, why would you do this match on television with 3 weeks build? You know, they've got to be doing something to lead to Saturday night's main event or Money in the Bank or whatever. As of a few days ago, I was told, like, this is it. This is a one and done. This is not a build to another match. This is not an angle to lead to Saturday night's main event or Money in the Bank. Anything can happen. But as of a couple of days ago, I mean, this was the match. And once the match is over, it's done. And we'll see what that means.
See, this is where I don't understand the Google Trends. Like, to me, the more I want to watch a match and not have it spoiled by either someone who has an idea what they might be doing or anything else, the less apt I am to Google it. If there is a show that I'm curious of the results, but I don't plan on watching it, then I Google it. So Google Trends indicating interest to me isn't a 100% accurate thing. I know people claim it to be, but to me, I only Google stuff if I don't plan on watching it myself. And if I'm super interested in it and don't want spoilers or hints where it might only be a one and done, I'm not Googling anything.
Well, you're weird.
No, that makes sense to me.
It does make sense, but, like, you know, when you think about it, it's like, okay, who is by far the biggest star in UFC? It's Conor McGregor, okay? So, like, even if you don't watch UFC, like, if there's a Conor McGregor fight on Saturday, you're probably going to hear about it if you know anything about MMA whatsoever. So, like, you would think that, well, Google searches should be highest for, like, shows where you don't know what's on the show this weekend. Oh, what's on UFC this weekend? Let me Google it. But the reality is, if it's Ronda Rousey or Conor McGregor, I mean, the ones that you should know and not have to Google, whoosh, through
yes,
the roof.
But that's a different sport that I think has more casual fans. Like the freak show fights or the, oh my God, this guy's coming out of retirement. It's like, that's where lapsed or casual fans might want to Google to find out when for sure the show is. Everyone who's a wrestling fan knows where SmackDown is. I don't need to Google. It's like, ooh, where is this match happening? It's like, it's SmackDown. Everybody knows.
So also on the show tonight, I don't know. Because, well, here's the thing. So they had four matches announced yesterday. It was CM Punk, Kevin Owens for the Undisputed title. It was MFTs versus R-Truth and Damian Priest for the tag team titles. It was Julia versus Blake Monroe and Blake's debut. And it was Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton appearing. And for reasons I cannot explain, on WWE.com, they have taken down everything except the Punk Owens match, and Cody and Randy are going to be there. So I don't know if the tag title match is off. I don't know if Julia and Blake is off. I don't know why they took them out of the preview. Could have just been some weird thing because There's always some comedy with pretty much every company's social media. So I guess we'll find out. But
do you think the WWE World Champion Roman Reigns might dispute the championship reign of CM Punk a little bit?
Nah, he hasn't.
Seems a little silly to have an undisputed title that became the undisputed title when it was unified with the World Championship, and then they just reintroduced the World Championship.
Owens did an interview with Faces Magazine. He talked about Toronto. He said, my parents will get to be there. My family will get to be there. That wouldn't have been the case if the match happened somewhere else. My mom, there were health issues over the last several years. Her ability to fly and go to shows that far away, it's not just the case anymore. Toronto, it's a manageable drive from Montreal. My parents are going to be there. And there was a while there. I didn't know if my parents would ever get to see me wrestle again. Now they're going to see it. It's a big match. It's potentially a match where I could win the Undisputed title in front of them. Which when I won the Universal title, my wife, my kids, my parents, they were all watching on TV, but they weren't there live. So that's coming up tonight. So, man, cool stuff to all put on television, but I did find the those Punk and Kevin Owens segments quite compelling. They aren't best friends, guys. This is not a gimmick.
And they're both good talkers.
Yeah. They're both good talkers. And they are talking from a place of truth. So, they've been great segments. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Right now.
Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance, Ole Lancer, is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about, as usual. Bronson Reed should be back soon. He was recently spotted at WWE headquarters, as in they uploaded a video of him there. Actually, I think he uploaded the video. But anyway, he should be back soon. We talked about that yesterday. Bicep tear, I think, at Elimination Chamber. So that would have been February, March, April, May, June, July, August. 6 months. Yeah, he should be back soon.
Yeah, making a save, I believe.
Yeah, it was something weird, if I recall
correctly.
He dove
over the guy, tried to pull him off a cover, and tore his bicep.
Yeah, that sucks. So hopefully he is he's back soon. I like old Bronson Reed.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. Very good dude. John Cena Classic. You know, I don't like to see people get injured, but I can't remember how I think it's been like they had a baby like a year or 18 months ago.
Who's they?
Him and his wife, obviously.
Who? Are you going back?
Bronson Reed.
Okay, but you started with John Cena.
Well, I went back to Bronson Reed. I thought you were paying attention.
Well, I wanted to make sure.
Anyway,
you mentioned John Cena and then started talking about getting injured.
Nah, I was like, you know, it sucks to get injured, but he didn't get to spend a good 6 months with his new kid. That's awesome. So, good for him. Now, you want me to talk about John Cena Classic?
Sure, go for it.
We don't know anything about it. Still a mystery.
Perfect.
False finish claims that WWE is looking at holding it on Saturday, December 12th. Location to be determined. John Cena retired on December 13th of 2025. And so it would be almost exactly a year after he retired.
So they will do something and it'll be somewhere.
Yes, basically. Perfect. Now, I did tell all you it was going to be in the winter. I think we went over that multiple times. No one ever listens to me. Just this false finish. But anyway, John Cena did an interview with Us Weekly, which I always thought was US Weekly. Apparently it's Us Weekly. And apparently it still exists. He said, "We got to figure out the fan vote. I don't want it sabotaged. I don't want it hijacked," he said. "I know there's a lot of burner accounts out there. There's a lot of bots. Audience participation is what I want, like fair audience participation." Man, brother, good luck. God bless John Cena. He's a positive guy. But man, he's just like, how are you going to do fair fan voting on the internet, bro? How?
Just go crowd reaction in the building like the old wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
September 6th is the next Sunday night's main event. And WrestleVotes is noting that one of the main draws of the show was going to be a concert with Yachty. I guess Yachty and Trick were going to do a concert. So, it is no longer part of the plan, they note. That's too bad.
You said this is the next Sunday night's main event. Isn't it the first Sunday night's main event?
Nah, I think they've had main events on different days before.
Well, they had the Friday night main event.
The famous main event. The most famous main event ever was on a Friday with Hogan and Andre. But I feel like they might have had a Sunday night's main event before.
I don't think they
It doesn't matter, Cyborg Brain. It's SNME. The S can be whatever you want it to be. It could be, you know, summer.
You're pretty much stuck with
a
Saturday
summer
or
night
Sunday.
Main event. We got Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton and Braun Breaker and Oba Femi in a match that will apparently determine the future of WWE. As if that ain't gonna happen. I think that's just going to be a wild brawl. We got Triple Mania 34 coming up. It is now a two-night event. So the September 11th show is in Las Vegas, and the September 13th show is in Mexico City. So a two-night event with a night in between.
Travel day.
Sure. So, which I don't even know why you need. I guess you need a travel day maybe for, like, the referee and everything, but, like, I don't think people are working twice. So it's like you're either working one show or the other. But originally, Triple Mania Night 1, they'd announced it for the Luxor. And everybody was like baffled because that venue seats, I mean, depending on the setup, it was like 800 or 1400 people. And like this was announced right around the time that they did the El Grande Americano, the Grande versus Grande, mask versus mask. And it was like, I mean, it had to be the hottest AAA had been in decades. I mean, as far as like, you know, people in the wrestling world and fans talking about it, you probably have to go back to like 1994 for AAA to have been this hot. I mean, it was as hot as it could have been. And then they announce we're running the first night of Triple Mania in like some room at the Luxor. And everybody was like, what?
TNA used to have a bigger venue at Sam's Town, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And then, like, of course, immediately the tickets are gone, like, instantly. And, you know, I remember at the time, it's like, it's too late now because I'm sure flights are going to be crazy. But it's like, children texting me in the middle of the show. Wait for lunch. Wait 30 minutes. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So anyway, they like, I was thinking about going. Vinny was thinking about going. But then it's like, nope, tickets are gone instantly. Guess we're not going. And then, like, 2 months later, they're like, you know, maybe it should have been a bigger venue. And so they moved it to the MGM Grand Garden Arena. So now, of course, it's
quite
like
big.
Tickets are sky high and, you know, plane tickets and such. So probably not happening. But that's where it's going now. And, you know, it's funny because this story is coming out about they're expecting a lot of executives to be there and that sort of thing. And the irony is that was why they, I think, originally chose that really small venue. Because what they wanted was to do, like, you know, some show in a small venue, absolutely packed like the ECW Arena, with fans going absolutely out of their minds, and have, like, the executives there to go like, my God, maybe we should give this place a TV deal. Now, I guess they're going to run MGM Grand Garden Arena. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because I don't think they're selling it out. I guess they could. But, you know, which is going to be more impressive? A half-full Grand Garden Arena or an absolutely completely packed 1,400-seat building?
Maybe there could have been a middle ground there. The Palms was a good venue. We ran that, too.
Yeah, the Palms. Let's see where Triple Mania is at. After I...
We did Nitro and pay-per-views with WCW at the MGM, and it was a pretty decent-sized building, if memory serves.
I think, I mean, AEW just ran the Palms. Triple Mania.
Like, I guess you could put 2,000, 2,400 in the Palms? Which I would think could be attainable for AAA.
CM Triple Mania. Okay, there we are. Oh, this is only the pre-sale info, which they haven't updated since August 3rd.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, so they don't got any info on it right now.
What's the capacity to the MGM?
Like 18,000 or something crazy. I think it's pretty big. The setup for wrestling, probably a little less than that. Maybe Dave has it. This is some real fun Friday, everybody. Let's find out.
Dave's not on the show, so.
No, but I got the Observer right here.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because he has no free time, Brian. Don't text him.
No, he doesn't.
He has no free minutes whatsoever all week.
Does anyone have this on Twitch so I don't have to do this here on the air? I'll find it. But you know what I can find? Let's see what the Pearl did. At the Palms. All right. Dynamite and Collision at the Pearl, 1846. So that's probably about... The Pearl has a maximum capacity of 2,500, depending on the event and configuration. But if you're putting in
I'm pretty
a
sure
wrestling ring...
I think when we did the pay-per-view there, we did like 2,100.
Yeah, I think that's about the absolute maximum. Well, here, the total number of seats on the map was 1906 based on the setup they had. But somehow they sold out at 1846. Wrestling's weird, everybody. But anyway, I'll find out if there's any note on the MGM after we come back from the break. All right, Santos Escobar is another one we talked about a couple of months ago. He did a couple of interviews. He explained how devastated he was to be cut, not surprisingly. He said, I let my contract expire in October. This was to TMZ Sports. I was ready to part ways and see what was out there. Nick Khan called me himself. Apologized for the way they treated my character. Not myself, but my character. He said, we're going to do it right. We're going to do things right. I want to give you everything you need to thrive, to prosper. I'll sit you down with Triple H. We'll get things squared and we'll get going. That's one of the reasons I re-signed back then. So I had no reason to believe this was going to end anytime soon. I hadn't even started my run. I was a free agent at midnight. I got a call the next day, I think around 1 or 2, and it was that they wanted me back. And so he ended up tearing his triceps, and he said it was difficult. Mostly because of the injuries, not the release itself, but the optics always matter. It was a very heartbreaking situation for me. I was injured. I think it was maybe 6 or 7 days after my second surgery, and they cut him. We can talk more about this after the break, Observer Live.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Are you moving to another state? We can make it easy for you. We are Movers USA. We're experts in getting your valuable possessions of your home from point A to point B anywhere in the United States. Now's the time to get a fresh start in a new city. Get it done right with Movers USA. We'll take care of your possessions just like our own. We'll take all the headaches off your mind, pack everything for you, and bring them safe and secure and put in the right place in your new home.
If you're moving across state lines, call us right now for a 100% free quote. Ask your representative how you can qualify for a special discount with today's call. If you're moving anywhere in the U.S., we can get you there. Quick, call now for details. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. 800-631-3086. That's 800-631-3086.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hi, the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So a couple of things. First off, Chris here notes Triple Mania Vegas at 59-12 as of last week. So about 6,000 tickets out, which is, I think it's pretty good. I think that's pretty good.
Did you say that was pretty much the capacity of the MGM?
MGM? No, it's like 18,000.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, when you said 59-something, I thought that was the capacity.
What is this?
I don't know, Brian. It's radio. I can't see what you're
doing. Well, I got to ask the guy a question now. He appears to have my book in a physical copy.
That's impressive.
Let me ask what that is. What is that? what else do I not know about? Well, let's see how the book's doing. So, according to Amazon, as of right now, number 5 in wrestling, number 8 in sociology of sports, and number 10 in sports reference. So,
and that's probably just with the Kindle version available, not paperback.
It is. That's only Kindle.
Other than that one dude.
Yeah, the paperback. I can actually check the paperback. I don't know how the paperback's doing because it's not out yet. Paperback is 29 in wrestling, 44 in sociology of sports, and 50 in sports encyclopedias.
Based off the pre-orders?
I guess so, yeah. Although I think it changes day by day, so people are pre-ordering the paperback as we speak, but a lot of people also getting the Kindle instantly. Oh, maybe he's looking at that on his iPad. Is that what that is? Oh, I think that is his iPad. Okay. He's looking at it. It's like, yeah, it's on the iPad. I got it. Sorry, but thank you. I'm going to send him a big thank you here on the air.
Perfect. For purchasing Wrestling for Dummies.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right, Santos Escobar. This story. So, you know this whole Vince McMahon, Janelle Grant thing?
I'm aware, yes.
Yeah, and then there's like a lot of other people that work for WWE. And, you know, there's a portion of the wrestling audience that has just decided that every single person who works in WWE is a horrible person because of this. And that is not fair, okay? Are there horrible people working for WWE? Sure, of course. But not everybody. That is an unfair thing to say. There are many, many people here who had no idea what was going on and very passionately did not want Vince McMahon to come back or be involved in the company again. There are, in fact, a lot of good human beings that work for WWE. Now, there's other names, you know, your Nick Khans and your Triple H, who may have known more than others, and their fans who have determined that they are also horrible people, and maybe they have done horrible things. I don't know. I wasn't there. But, you know, there's, because of that, you know, there's a thing among some fans where every last single solitary thing, decision that they make, they're all terrible. They're all horrible. Everything that they're ever involved in is horrible because they're horrible people, okay? This also is not fair. You can be a horrible person, but not a horrible person all the time, right? Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
You could be a normal person who does horrible things here and there, but otherwise. So anyway, here's my point. A lot of times, fans will get on Nick Khan or Triple H. You know, they'll make some decision and it's just the knee-jerk, horrible person, horrible decision. And I think that, you know, many times that's unfair. Nick Khan is a business person. He has to make business decisions. You know, but all business people do. With all that said, I don't trust this guy as far as I can throw him with this whole Santos Escobar thing.
And I'm guessing you probably couldn't throw him very far.
You might be surprised. Now, here's the thing, okay? The story is that Santos Escobar's deal was coming due. He was not going to re-sign. He was going to let his contract expire.
He did, according to him.
And yeah, he was going to go do something else. And at the very last second, and I had heard this story as well, you know, Nick Khan called him and wanted him to come back. And I remember at the time I was told, like, one of the things that Santos was granted was, you're going to get a personal sit-down, one-on-one meeting with Triple H, and you guys are going to figure out what's going on, you're going to make a plan for the future. And that was, like, a big thing for him. And the other thing that I heard was that they backed up the truck to this guy's house. Like, he was offered a lot of money. A lot of money. And so he re-signed. And then, like, he re-signed, and we knew he had re-signed, and then it was like, where is this guy? You know? You don't pay a guy that kind of money and then do nothing with him, but they were doing nothing with him. And then, suddenly, one day, it comes out, well, he's going to be at AAA. Okay? Now, I'm not saying everybody that works for AAA, but like AAA, it's not a massive budget place, okay? There are still guys that work for AAA, and like when the night is done, they're handed an envelope, like in the old days, okay? It is not like, you know, it's AAA and they bought it and they want to get a TV deal, but it's not a super high budget type deal. Well, they find out that Santos Escobar is going to AAA, and it's like, you're paying that guy, like, I mean, literally, I'd heard seven figures this guy got to come back. He's on a seven-figure deal or whatever it is, and he's going to AAA? What? So he's in AAA. And I'm like, my God, what is happening here? And then, you know, the guy gets injured, and historically, you know, you don't fire people who are hurt. I mean, it started happening, but I mean, for a long time, it was like, if you were hurt, you were going to get paid until you were able to come back, and then you would be fired. They almost never fired anybody when they were hurt. Well, this guy tears his triceps, he undergoes surgery, they fire him. And I don't buy any of this. What I think happened here, and I am not one of those guys who just automatically throws people under the bus. You're a terrible person. You make, you know, just, I don't believe for one second that they had, like, long-term plans for Santos. I think this was very much a situation where if we let this guy's contract expire, he's going to go to AEW. And, you know, the story is going to be he chose them over us. He quit. He would not re-sign. And he went and took a job somewhere else. So instead, they talked him into coming back, the gigantic deal, all these promises, and the first opportunity they had, they fired him. So now if he goes to AEW, it's like, eh, they took a guy we fired. Eh, who cares? We fired him. Didn't want him. As opposed to, we wanted this guy. He didn't want us. He left on his own, and he signed with them. Because, like, this whole story makes absolutely no sense in any way other than that. You really wanted this guy back? You wanted him back so bad you waited till his deal expired. Then you threw money at him. Then you hit him on AAA, for crying out loud, making all that money. And then you fired him the first chance you got? I think this is 100%. You can't fire me, I quit. They didn't want that to happen. But instead, they worked it out, so you didn't quit, we fired.
Yeah, the only other time you see this happen is when the creative team gets fired and you have a completely new booker, where the previous booker liked you and then the new booker doesn't. That's really the only other case where someone gets hired with big promises, big money, and then immediately gets cut.
So I don't know, man. That's the story, though. Very, very questionable the way all of that kind of went down.
Yeah,
and you should never hire somebody who just got surgery for a torn triceps for an injury they got in your ring.
Although I would imagine he at least got paid for 90 days after that, so he probably would have made a good chunk of money for the near year he worked there.
Hey, good for him to make as much as he could, but man, I mean, I'm sure he was signed to a 3-year deal at that price and ended up getting, what, 7 months, 8 months? So anyway, lockdown is coming up Sunday, TNA lockdown.
It is.
Yeah. So the silly, I'm sorry, Lance, it's absolutely silly. This X Division title match with Leon Slater and Cedric Alexander, they've added it as now a last man standing match. And the stipulation is, I guess if Leon Slater loses, like he's removed from the history books and the record books and everything?
Yes, that has happened in real sports.
When?
If someone gets caught gambling, has a...
Well, sure, if there's a scandal.
If there's a scandal, they have scrubbed the record book. So this isn't completely unprecedented.
He gets scrubbed from the record books if he loses? That's just not right. I don't picture that guy losing this match, but we'll see. We have got Matt and Jeff Hardy against Ryan and Nick Nemeth for the TNA Tag Team titles. We got the last man standing match. We got AJ Francis and Elijah. We have got Allie and a mystery partner defending against the Elegance brand. What's going on here?
Rosemary has been MIA, so they're allowing her to find a replacement to defend the tag titles.
Why do I think it's going to be Rosemary that shows up? Guess we'll find out. Jason Hotch and Mustafa Ali for the international title. We have got Moose and Frankie Kazarian escape the cage match.
All the matches are in a cage, just for anyone who isn't aware of the
lockdown
concept.
Yes, lockdown. One of my favorite stories I'll tell in a moment. We have got Zaya Brookside against Elena Black for the Knockouts title. We have The System versus Ricky Sosa, Casey Navarro, Jada Stone, and Fabian Aichner, lethal lockdown. And then Trey Miguel and Agent Zero pre-show match, and The Righteous versus Rich Swann and BDE in a pre-show match. So, way back in the day, there was always the idea that you can't burn out the crowd. If you're going to have a cage match in the main event, you got to take it easy early on. The cage match is your main event. That's your big draw, blah, 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 blah. People won't care. Well, when I worked for Tim Flowers in the ICW, he used to have once a year, they would have an all-cage show. Every match inside a steel cage. And, of course, the idea is, yeah, ICW Rage in a cage. Like, you can't do all the matches in a cage. Like, you do the first match in a cage, people are crazy. Second match, they're, you know, be a little less crazy. By the main event, they're not going to care. Like, you can't do this. That show drew the biggest of any show all year. And then TNA back in the day, way back in the day, when they first announced the very first lockdown, it was like the same thing. You can't do a show with all the matches in a cage. It's gonna kill the crowd. It's overkill. It's just not going to work. Every year, it was like
it always
one
draws.
Of the most watched matches of the entire year. And, of course, when you think about it, it's like since 1993, UFC, every match has been inside a steel cage. Every single one. So sometimes there are rules of wrestling that maybe make sense, like in theory, but in reality, it's fine. So lockdown coming up Sunday. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. That's it, everybody. We made it through the day, got through almost all of the news. Didn't get through the Ring of Honor show, which is coming up here tonight, but there is a Ring of Honor show. Bandito Nick Wayne, Ring of Honor World Championship is on the line. Athena defends the women's title against Suzuki. Leo Rush and Action Andretti for the TV title in a fight without honor. Lee Moriarty will now defend the peer title against Shibata now that Nigel is off the show. We've got Red Velvet versus Zeta Steel, Marina Shafir and Sky Blue for the TV title. Deonna Purrazzo and Steph DeLander for the peer title. We've got the Outrunners against the Lethal Twist for the six-man titles. And Mystico and Masquerade Dorada against the Kingdom, LFI, and Top Flight for the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships. The pre-show has Queen Aminata and Mina Shirakawa versus Vert Vixen and Viva Van. So that's coming up tonight for Ring of Honor. And that and Lockdown are the two big shows this weekend. SmackDown with the world title match is tonight. There is Collision tomorrow. So no shortage of wrestling. And if you want to follow all of it, you can always subscribe at WrestlingObserver.com. Get all of our full-length podcasts. We got 85 a month. Minimum every single month. And you can also spend $9.99 a month, a discounted rate, by getting the shows on Apple Podcasts, F4WOnline.com/Apple, Spotify, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, or YouTube, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. All of those $9.99, YouTube and Spotify, you can watch the videos. and everything else you get to the audio. And, of course, check out Pro Wrestling for Dummies on Amazon.com as well. The Kindle version out now. And it will be everywhere, including your Barnes & Nobles and Walmart and Target and your local library. All of it coming up here in about a month. So, anyway, thanks, Lance, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.